I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's Nisha again with another episode of Stick to Rudy. And today we're talking about change, or like Michael Jackson said, looking at the man in the mirror. And that is not always easy. Just like change is not always easy. Change can be a good thing, but it's not always an easy thing. And I'm definitely learning that at this moment in this season. God is really challenging me and requiring me to hold myself accountable and to really look at my actions and not be so concerned about other people's actions, but to look at my own actions, like what am I doing? Hold myself accountable. You know, look at what I'm doing, especially as it relates to my relationship with my husband. It's crazy because I'm like, you know, I don't really want to do this. And it's probably like, well, you need to do it because you don't want to do it. Because 9 times out of 10, because I don't want to do it, it's probably like a God idea, which means it's a good idea to do. Hopefully it will be a blessing and help someone else. So pretty much it's nothing new, but I guess it's new where God is holding me more accountable and holding my feet to the fire, where it's like, you know, I'll get in this mood or I'll take a stance, like where I may not like something that he says or does, and it's like, oh no, hell no, forget that. No, you know, like, and I'm angry, I'm upset, and I need to seek vengeance. I need to be mad, and I feel like because he said what he said or he did what he did, that I'm fully justified, and I'm going to the mat, and I'm mad, and I don't care. And then it'll come up where it's like, I feel convicted, but at the same time, I'm like, but God, that's not fair. And what about me? What about how I feel? What about compassion for me? And what about understanding for me? And what about appreciation for me? Me, 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 me. It's all about me. And I want, you know, I want God to, like, to get him. Like, you see what he did? You see what he said? But God is like, okay, yeah, I see what he did. I see what he said. But what did you do? What did you say? In Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5 reads, "Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Do you have the nerve to say, let me wash your face for you, when your own face is distorted by contempt? It's this whole traveling roadshow mentality all over again, playing a holier-than-thou part instead of just living your part. Wipe that ugly sneer off your face, and you might be fit to offer a washcloth to your neighbor." And this, it kind of slapped me in the face. And this is the message version. Because, you know, I know we're used to, you know, take that. You trying to get the speck out of your neighbor's eye, but you got this whole big ass beam in your eye. And I noticed, like, since we've been here in Alabama, and I feel, you know, more stressed out, more on edge, because it's like, I'm not working, but not thinking about, you know, that this doesn't just affect me, it affects him also. Like, yes, he has a job, but he has the awesome responsibility of taking care of everything, you know, because I have no income, but I'm just focused on how it affects me. and me, and not really him, you know? We go through this cycle where it's like, you know, like I'm mad and I'm fed up, and I guess I'm taking it out on him, like it's somehow his fault or he doesn't understand, not thinking about that we're in this together, you know, we're partners in this, and yes, it affects me, but it also affects him. And so it's like when he says something that I don't like, and it doesn't even have to be anything crazy, it's just I'm already sensitive and on edge because of the season that I find myself in. And you know, I'm trying everything and I'm applying for jobs and doing this and doing that, but nothing is really working. So you know, you have hope and you're encouraged and you're positive, but as time goes on, you know, that kind of weighs on me and I just feel alone and like nobody understands. So then I kind of lash out at him because he may say something and it's like not even a big thing, but you know, I just take my opportunity to jump on it, and now I'm mad and it's like, God, you know, he, you know, you see this, you see that, this, but then it's like, okay, you're so concerned about what he's doing, what he's saying, but what are you doing? What are you saying? You know, like how are you being? Is that the kind of person that you want to be? Is that conducive to you moving forward or being better or growing in the Lord? And it's like, if I'm honest, no, it's not, because it's all about me wanting to feel a way, me wanting to feel vindicated, me wanting to feel better, you know, but at this expense of my husband. And that's crazy. And it's, you know, I'm just being real right now. It is really crazy. And I definitely did not want to do this podcast, like I said before, but I feel like God is like, yes, you need to do this, you know, like get it out there in the universe. And because sometimes you think a thing in your head, but then when you say it out loud, it's like, oh, what the hell? That's crazy. And I never really thought about it that way until I'm just saying it. It is like, you know, because I'm like, what about me? And, you know, like, I want to feel a way. I want this and I need this and this and this and this. But it's all about me. But there's no I in team. And there is a me, but you know, like, I'm too focused on getting my issue or getting, you know, vindicated or feeling some way. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 30 through 33 says, if God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting so you can respond to God's giving. People don't know God and the way he works, fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. And it's like, that's what I'm doing. I'm so concerned about me, what I need, what I want to feel, what I need to get, and then, you know, like everything else will be better on the back end. But it's like, you know, I need to focus on the things that God is focused on, you know, like, because it could be like, oh, okay, yeah, I get the best job and all this, you know, everything I ever wanted, but then, you know, I turn around and my marriage is all bruised and damaged, you know, and my family is torn apart because I was so concerned about me and so being so selfish, you know, because God will not be mocked. You know, he's concerned about what a thing really is, whereas we as humans are more concerned about what a thing looks like. But, you know, his ways are not our ways. He's not a man, so he's not looking at what it looks like on the surface. He's concerned about what a thing really is. You know, it's important for me to also take a step back and look and analyze and not be so quick to get upset about a thing or to see, why am I really mad? Like, am I mad at him or am I mad at the situation? You know, take a step back, pray about it. And why is it okay? You know, why do I want God to get him? You know, do I really want God to get him? Like, if I think about it, and it's like, yes, I'm going through a thing, but I'm not the only person going through a thing. You know, people go through things and people go through worse things that I'm going through. And I feel just like when you go through something, you know, like it's for a reason. God uses that for a reason, to bring out the things in you, to show you who you really are. And, you know, some of the things that I'm seeing now, it's like, dang, you know, that's kind of bad. And it's like, well, thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping me to be better, because I do want to be better. You know, I want my marriage to be blessed. I want my family to be blessed. You know, I want, you know, the people around me to be blessed. And I want to be who you called me to be and to do the things that you called me to do, and not just look apart, but really be apart, and to be concerned about the things that you're concerned about, and not so concerned about getting and what I deserve. Because, you know, the Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. So it's like, if he were to give me what I really deserve, then it's like, where would I be? But I'm so thankful for his grace and his mercy, you know, for his patience, because it's like just crazy how out of control that I can be. And I guess this season of my life is really showing me that, because it's like, where before, you know, you're busy with work, you got things going on, you got money going, you got, you know, things are popping. But when it's like, it's nothing popping and it's just you, and you just have time to think and to reflect and to talk to God and, you know, read scripture and really look at things, it's like, oh, wow. You know, like, man, yeah, I smell something, and that's me, and I need to take care of that. I need to work on it. And it's like, it's hard, because you don't want to call yourself out on the carpet. You want to appear that you have it all together, you know, that you dot all the I's and cross all the T's and got it going on. But, you know, like, if I'm being honest, I don't, you know, but I thank God for his grace and mercy. And I thank God for his correction and allowing me to be better and to get better. And I thank you for a husband that is led by God and trusts God and is also, you know, patient and is in here with me, you know, and allowing me the space and opportunity to grow and to figure things out. Because I'm sure if we didn't have God, we probably would have been divorced or, you know, killed each other or something. But God, and I'm thankful for him. And, you know, I'm just thankful for this experience. It's by far not been easy. I wish it would be over. And I do, you know, like, I totally relate to the children of Israel, because it's like, you remember the good things of captivity. You know, you remember the good things of captivity, but in the wilderness, all you could see is the wilderness and the lack. And it's like, well, at least in captivity, I had this, you know, and we could do this and this. But here is just, you know, it's so uncertain, it's so unsure, and all you see is the wilderness. But it's like, no, Lord, help me to get through the wilderness. You know, a trip that only took 11 days took them 40 years. And that's my prayer right now, Lord, is please, God, don't let me just be wandering, walking around the wilderness in circles. Help me to get it. And to do that, you're obedient and you're transparent. And, you know, like you call a spade a spade. You know, right now, I just feel like the Lord is challenging me to look at myself, to not, you know, look at somebody else and say what's wrong with them, but look at me and say what's wrong with me. And even if someone offends me, what did I say? What part did I play? Why? What did I do to warrant that? You know, what was my motive when I said what I said? Not immediately me like, like you said this and and you don't talk to me like that and blah, 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 because that's what I want to do. But now, you know, like the Lord is showing me, you know, to take a beat, you know, take a breath, step away and figure out what part you play. And it's not easy. It's not, because I want to go big. I want to go the biggest. And, you know, I want to cuss everybody out. And, you know, because your ego wants to be satisfied. Your flesh wants to feel like I'm victorious and you're not going to tell me nothing. And, you know, nigga, please. You don't want to be humble. And, you know, that's my thing. Like, I tell the Lord, like, I'm tired of submitting. Why I gotta submit? Like, no, no. But it's like, you know, as a wife, that is your duty. And it sounds bad. I don't know why I feel like it sounds bad. Maybe because the society, the world that we live in. But I don't want to conform to the ways of the world. I want to constantly renew my mind and my heart to line up with the things of the Spirit, to line up with God. So it's like, you know, I don't care if I sound foolish or, you know, if I seem backwards or retarded. It's like, wherever you are, Lord, that's where I want to be. Whatever you're on, that's what I want to be on. You know, I want to be led by you. I want to do what you want me to do. You know, have your way and your will in my life and my family's life. Because, you know, I have nothing and I am nothing without you. So, yeah, it's just, you know, look at the man in the mirror. It's not easy, because sometimes you look and it's like you don't like what you see. And it's either you can shake and fake and pretend, or you can really start to make those adjustments so that you do like who you see staring back at you.